So I work for Sabine Elliott, right? Yes, that's Sabine Elliott, the TikTok star and mega influencer famous for being your number one best hype girl. Yes, that hashtag you're always seeing, hashtag Sabine Beans. Sabine has little beans of wisdom, and they always go viral. You can make fun of her all you want, but those weighted steel beans she sells at $3.99 a piece to remind everyone of their daily determinations move fast. Like, one time, Sabine told people that the reason they aren't getting the man of their dreams is because they aren't the woman of their dreams. To date, it has more than 1 million shares on TikTok. Her TikTok stardom was an accident, she says. An accident that now pays her $200,000 a year, I might mention. Her apartment is filled with gifts. Gucci sends her stuff before it's even come out in the store. Tesla loaned her a car for the year. And Tiffany's always sends her surprises, just because. Those surprises are diamonds, people. I digress. Who am I? Well, when Sabine started making that kind of money, she needed an assistant who could also do hair and makeup. And voila, here I was, just off the bus from Wisconsin, a junior stylist, and looking for a job. I thought I had landed a dream gig. I mean, it didn't pay that much, $32,000 a year in LA. I have 5 roommates and I'm 2.5 years older than my employer, but I'm not jealous. I mean, not really. I'm using this job as a ladder to step into a career in talent management, and everything was going fine until this thing happened. It was a Monday, and Sabine dropped a bomb.
When I get back from the Harville Clusterman wedding, we really need to organize this wardrobe.
The Harville Clusterman wedding? That wasn't in your calendar. I should mention that, like everyone else, Sabine's really trying to take her influencer status and use it to become an actress. That's what she actually wants to do.
I just got a call from the social media person at Moët. They want me to take the behind-the-scenes content. I get to meet the grooms and everything. Hopefully I'll make a good impression.
Are you kidding? That's like the wedding of the century.
It's not Meghan and Harry's.
Well then, it's the second biggest wedding of the century.
You know, it's going to be all Hollywood people there, so I can make connections. Tons of directors, plus Dave Clusterman is best friends with Florence Pugh, and Paul Harville is set to star in that new Spielberg movie. Oh, and rumors Boy Genius will be doing the music.
I love them. What should I wear?
Have you seen my purple Chloe purse? And what do you mean?
Well, don't you need me to go with you?
I can't bring you. There's only room for VIPs. But I absolutely need you to help me with everything from here. I've got to figure out wardrobe, car transfers, posting schedule, video editing. Should I hire local videographers so I get enough me content while I'm there? Do you think?
I can look, but anyone local has probably been booked for weeks. Do you know this wedding isn't even in a town? The nearest bakery is 8 miles away. Is that even legal in France? I'm not gonna lie, I desperately wanted to go. But I tried to ignore that, and it was pretty easy to do. There was so much to organize. From Monday through Wednesday, I spent every second running around the city picking up items that were on loan for Sabine from Hermès, Cartier, and Celine, canceling her other appointments, making reels, and sending out a tip-off to the paparazzi. I was so busy, I forgot to do the most important thing of all. Before I made the biggest mistake of my career, I spent a lot of time on the socials. Sabine needed me to figure out exactly who was going, making sure no one was planning to wear what she was planning to wear. I was compiling a briefing book on everyone she would need to meet, how long it would take to get to places, the location of electrical outlets at the reception. Moët was going to have people to do that work for her, but I'm better at it. I don't make mistakes. But I was just so overwhelmed. I mean, Tom Hiddleston had posted a note of congratulations on socials. Ryan Reynolds had created a video making fun of the grooms, which he could do because they were friends. Then I saw that Wyatt Wolff was going to be in attendance. You've probably never heard of Wyatt. I only follow him because Sabine told me to the first week I started working for her. I had no idea who he was. He's not really a celebrity, but he's sort of a celebrity celebrity. You know, an insider. He's in group photos with Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. Like, they all know him. I remember I was just days into my new gig. Sabine had her feet up on her $4,500 settee while I painted her toes. Adrenaline rush. Anything else I should know? Like, anyone you don't want to see or be near or anything? Frenemies?
No, nothing like that. I don't have frenemies. Not at this stage in my career. I think that niceness to others comes back to you.
You should write that down as a Sabine Bean.
Already have. That video did pretty well. Niceness messaging plays strongly with the middle school crowd.
So you're sure? No one?
Well, one person, really. Wyatt Wolff, the celebrity photographer, I'd prefer not to go any place he is. We don't see eye to eye.
Never heard of him. Got it. Is he a terrible person? I hear all those celebrity photographers are total creeps. I saw on Insta that this one guy would ask girls if he could suck on their toes before he photographed them.
Gross. No, it's not that. We just had a falling out.
Oh, what happened?
Difference of opinion, but it's not a big deal. I just try to avoid him. It was years ago, like freshman year.
But it was a big deal. Sabine never went anywhere Wyatt Wolf went. 3 months ago, I even had to late cancel her from a Goop event when we found out Wyatt was going to be there. Like, late cancel. Sabine had picked out her dress, told her sponsors, and confirmed attendance. I had to lie and say it was food poisoning. And Sabine had been wanting to go to that party for months. But when I pushed Sabine on why she didn't want to be where Wyatt was, like, how much could it matter, really? She wouldn't open up to me. I mean, we had been working together day in and day out at that point, but all she told me was that she and Wyatt had dated for like a second in college. She broke up with him. She was quick to tell me that, not in a bitchy way. Kind of the opposite. She told me her godmother, who totally took over Sabine's welfare after her mom passed, had convinced her to stop dating seniors who were lusting after freshmen because, well, boys like that, never gonna amount to anything.
No one saw what I did in him. Shows them.
Look, Sabine grew up pretty comfortable, but her family had to move shortly after Sabine's mom had passed. I think that means they downsized from a McMansion to a mansion because her dad was, well, really bad with money. And her godmother was all like,
be careful who you marry or you'll end up brokenhearted and dead.
Apparently, Sabine's godmother felt that Sabine's mom had married too young for love and had ended up with a man who led them all to squalor. So even though Sabine was in love with Wyatt, she broke it off. She didn't want to end up one of those girls who married young for love and then wound up nowhere. Or dead, I guess. All this to say, when I found out that Wyatt was going to be at the Harville Clusterman wedding, it was too late to stop Sabine from going. She was already on the plane, and then I found out something even worse. Wyatt wasn't just going, he was going to be a groomsman. And then I realized I had forgotten something truly major. The wedding was in France. Did I mention that? A whole ass Thursday to Sunday affair. Rich people. So between arranging Sabine's couriers, trying to find local videographers, all while not possessing even terrible French, I forgot to call the hotel. But I only remembered once Sabine was somewhere over the Atlantic. Moët paid for Sabine to have her own cabin on the plane. It had a lay-flat bed and everything. I knew this because Sabine immediately sent me a video from the plane to post. She was going to have a four-course meal before popping off to sleep. When she texted that word, sleep, I remembered I hadn't confirmed her hotel reservation. Shit.
Bonjour, Bayonette Bleue.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Sabine Elliott. I'm just confirming her room.
Elliott. We have nothing under that name.
Then I need to book a room.
We have been fully booked since December 2022. We are hosting a VIP wedding this weekend. There are no hotel rooms anywhere 4 miles.
I freaked out. All week, Sabine had been talking about how this was the weekend that was going to change her career. She was sure she would return to L.A. having been cast in something. And I didn't know what to do, and I just spent so much time stalking Wyatt that I was just like, oh, I think you misunderstood. I was just adding her name to the room of Mr. Wyatt Wolf, her, boyfriend.
I'm not seeing anyone else listed on this reservation.
Oh, well, yes, of course, Mr. Wolf booked it, and Sabine is just going to arrive before Mr. Wolf, so she wanted to spare you any confusion and have me add her name now.
I think I need to check with Mr. Wolf.
I have him here. I can get his confirmation. Wyatt?
Hello?
Mr. Wolf? I wanted to confirm that you are comfortable sharing a room with Miss Elliott?
Yes, definitely. Love Sabine.
Well, okay, sir. It's too bad you can't also fit in George and Amal. We don't even have a room for them.
George already owes me.
Of course.
What had I just done? But at least they knew each other, I thought. At least they weren't perfect strangers. At least she didn't have to split a hotel room with someone an hour away.
Oh, cringe. I thought Sabine was for sure going to fire me, so I just sat in my apartment doom-scrolling socials to be as prepared as possible for whatever Sabine would need to know, assuming she didn't fire me on the spot and realized she at least needed me while she was in France, when I saw that Henrietta Louise Musgrove was going to be in attendance. Obviously, you know exactly who HLM is. I mean, that's how she can go by her initials. She's the most in-demand A-list actress. When she cried at the ending of Ponies in Paradise, I was sobbing in the theater with her. HLM is more than anyone in the world exactly who Sabine wants to be. Just the other day, she was telling me how much she loved her. What's the deal with HLM anyway?
I mean, she just has it all figured out, doesn't she? The career everyone wants, brand deals with Dior and Balmain, first look deals with major production houses. I heard she's writing a script and that people are actually interested in it. That's the dream.
You could do that.
I know I could do that. The question is, when will it actually happen? Sabine being 82, never rest. Manifest.
Sabine might sound shallow, but the reason she wants to make it isn't just so she can be famous. She actually has things to say, and not just on tiny pieces of metal. Anyway, I wasn't thinking about that when I learned that HLM was coming to the wedding. I just thought it was a thing I could tell Sabine when she landed that might make the blow of having to share a room with Wyatt a little bit less awful, a little less, I'm going to fire my assistant. So I reached out to HLM's publicist to see if she wanted to do a TikTok with Sabine. They didn't reply, but I figured no news is good news, and I could maybe dangle that carrot over Sabine to keep myself in her good graces. Wait till you hear how that panned out. I got a stream of texts and emails as soon as Sabine's plane touched down in Marseille. Then I watched along with everyone else as she live-streamed the drive in her limo through the cute little French towns, along the fields of lavender and whatever those trees are that they plant along the driveways. And then she pulls up in front of the Bleu Bernet, and it's an actual castle. It looks like what I think the Louvre looks like. A huge building, wings on either side, made of white stone. It's festooned with flowers. The driveway is filled with Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and a lot of private chauffeurs. And the whole time I'm waiting because I know that as soon as she enters the hotel, she is going to lose her mind. After the champagne welcome drink, the cool scented hand towel or whatever, she's going to be escorted to check-in, and then she's going to call me.
Jane, there is a big, big mistake. They booked me in the wrong room. I need you to help me. I cannot stay here.
What do you mean, the wrong room? I definitely booked you in a queen suite with garden views. Why are you whispering?
I'm in the hotel bathroom. I don't want to make a scene. I just saw Olivia Wilde.
Do you want me to see if I can find another room?
They don't have any other rooms, of course. This is a disaster. I cannot do this. I need another room. I need it now.
Okay, let me see if I can find you another hotel. I'll call you back in 15. It's going to be okay. I went out, got myself a cup of coffee, a croissant, came back to my apartment, and looked at the list of alternative hotels I had already made. Of course, none of them had rooms available. Meanwhile, Sabine is in some 12th century library getting served complimentary glasses of vintage champagne from the estate's vineyard and eating pedophores. When I called her back, I explained the situation. There aren't any other rooms at the hotel.
I know that. What about somewhere else?
The next closest hotel is 35 miles away, and it's only 2 stars. How bad is the room they put you in?
It's terrible. It's a double room with only 1 bathroom, with no view, and I have to share it.
Oh, with who?
Wyatt Wolf. Did he put you up to this?
What? No.
This is probably a sick joke from Arabella Way. She's so jealous my TikToks get better engagement than hers. There must be another option.
There's a guest house 30 miles away, but it's really a room in someone else's house. Everything has been booked up for months, apparently. Between paparazzi, assistants, personal trainers, dietitians, there really isn't anything left.
You've got to be kidding me. This is supposed to be my big break. I'm not going to be able to focus if I'm in a room with Wyatt.
I'm so sorry. I really have no idea why he would have done this.
They said someone called who was with Wyatt, so I bet this is his idea of a prank.
Oh, see, that is horrible of him.
I have to get the content from Wyatt, and this whole weekend is a million little events, but you know the real gold is the candid stuff. The late night drinks in people's rooms, lovers caught kissing in hallways. I can't be traveling back and forth to that stupid chateau every single day.
Not to ruin your day anymore, but did you hear that Wyatt is a groomsman?
No, he isn't. He's the photographer.
On his Insta, it says he's a groomsman. Here, let me shoot it over. He just posted.
You're kidding me. How did he become so famous? I'm supposed to be the successful one. This cannot be happening. Since when is he close friends with Paul Harville? I cannot even. This weekend is going to ruin my life.
I started to feel bad then. I didn't want to crush Sabine's future, but also, it's not like it was her one big shot. Sabine was good. She was going to make it, and that's why I was working for her. I know she's got star potential. That's a Sabine bean. You can't have endless priorities. One must supersede the rest. She needs to take a leaf from her own book. I mean, part of the reason she hired me was so she could focus on her acting career. Good news, though. I'm pretty sure I got you an interview with HLM.
Wait, really? Okay, well, that's something.
So I was a little bit less worried about getting fired. But then what happened next got so juicy, I completely forgot about my job at all. By the end of the weekend, I was sitting on the celebrity scoop of the century. So Sabine had made all these promises to Moët, and she hoped to get at least 6,000 new followers from the engagement. But if she could get a first look at the celeb couple or something cute that would go viral, she might be able to get so much more, like the meeting of her dreams to help launch her acting career. But the situation with Wyatt was set to derail everything, and I happened to get every single morsel of goss all because I had Sabine's iPad to post on her behalf and monitor her DMs. And it was auto-syncing to her iMessages. She shared the play-by-play with her bestie, Layla Edelmeyer, for the entire weekend. Yes, that other TikTok star. Sabine first texted Layla on the way to the room. She was planning to go in there and yell at Wyatt for pulling a dumb prank, but when she opens the door, Wyatt is just laying there, in his boxers, shirt off. And he just casually looks over at Sabine.
Sabine?
Wyatt?
What are you doing in my room?
Very funny. As if you don't remember calling the hotel and telling them to cancel my room and book me into yours.
What? I didn't do that.
I'm expected to post for my sponsors. This is not a game for me. Even if you're so famous now, you can... You're an asshole.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but they must have made a mistake at reception.
They did not make a mistake. I've been talking to them for the last hour. There are no other rooms. This is the only one with my name on it.
Ugh.
And they got verbal confirmation from you that you wanted me here.
Ugh, and why would I do that, Elliot?
I don't know. And don't call me Elliot.
Well, you need to get another hotel room.
They're all booked. The next closest room I can get is 30 miles away in a bedroom of some old man's house.
Okay, so you're telling me... You think you're staying here?
I am staying here.
Well, last time you were supposed to stay in a hotel room with me, you stood me up, so...
Oh, we're talking about that?
Well, you are in my hotel room. Finally.
I've got to get ready for the meet and greet. Aren't you leaving for something soon, too? There's like a million events this weekend.
I mean, I was going to go check out a polo game in an hour.
Great. I'll unpack then. I should probably go survey the hotel, see where the good shots are. Have you been scouting?
I mean, not a lot of need to. I'm only shooting a few things. The rest of the time, I'm just hanging with the guys. Wait, Elliot, you're really going to stay in here with me?
I guess I'll take the couch, seeing as you've already messed up the bed.
Unless you think you're going to share with me.
Funny. No. And I need half the dresser and all of the closet.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to wear this weekend? I also want to use the shower now. My hair takes longer to dry than yours does.
Whatever you say, Elliot.
Don't call me that. It's not cute.
Well, you used to think it was cute, so.
I did not.
As I watched Sabine furiously texting Layla, I assumed from the bathroom, it turned out Layla knew a lot more of the scoop than I did. Like that apparently Sabine and Wyatt dated for an entire year. And Sabine thought they were going to get married. Sabine used to think that Wyatt was her soulmate. As you can imagine, at that wedding, things heated up pretty fast.